Marcus, possibly 3 or 4 weeks ago, we've been doing quite a bit of work on him from a football aspect. You know, we've known what we're going to do this season. We know how we're going to shape up, whether it was going to be a 4-4-2, 4-1-1, 4-4-3-3. And I think it was important that, you know, we made sure from a scientific point of view that, you know, we got the right goal scorer in. Now, the goal scorers we've been looking at have all been of a certain ilk. And it's been really important that we're not just bringing a player in, we're bringing someone we think can score goals in our system. And I think that's been key on getting Marcus Pedersen into the building. It's been quite a lot of work behind the scenes, as we've sort of mentioned. And it was a difficult one in terms of hoping that his club was going to sign him again. His club signed him, which gave us the opportunity to get him on loan. So we're delighted to get Marcus in the building.
Is there a recall clause at all? Is he definitely with Barnsley now for the year?
He is, yeah. You know, it was. It's a case of the money that they wanted was too much for us to sort of do a permanent deal. You know, I'm a big believer in trying to buy your own, make them better. You know, we've done it with Vazteh, we've done it with Butts, we've done it with John Stones, and, you know, I'm a big believer in that. But I think when this opportunity comes along to get someone of Marcus's quality, then, you know, we had to jump at the chance. And, you know, a year to have Marcus, I'd rather have a year to him and be another club than not to have him. And, you know, I watch a lot of the 21s football. I look at all the players in that setup. Craig Dawson excelled for Bolton. I look at Chalabar, what he did at Watford. I look at Law, what he's done at Blackburn. And you look right through the team, Sardell, Ross Barkley. The 21s is a great place, a great breeding ground for football talent. And when I... You know, we watched the game intently and Marcus was excellent against good opposition.
In terms of international clearance, is he all sorted now? Could he feature at the weekend?
Yeah, he could, yeah. We just had a training session this morning to bring him up to speed. We went through the system that we could play on Saturday and Marcus had a good understanding of that. You know, and we've got good strikes at this football club, good partnerships, good pairings. Chris O'Grady Daggers, you know, I could see a Chris O'Grady Pedersen, I could see a Pedersen Scotland, I could see a Dagnall Pedersen, and I can also see a top three of, you know, the permutations that we can have now. And I did want four real quality ones, and I think we've got four real quality strikers at the football club now. With a little bit of backup from you know, John Coffey and then Danny Rose, so we're in a good point and we're in a good spot, and it's just took a little bit longer than we sort of anticipated.
Do you feel like you still need to get one or two more in before the end of the transfer window?
I think, you know, again, from the work we've done, if the right strike come available, we possibly would look at doing some business. But, you know, it's like I said, at the start of the season was quite comfy having Chris O'Grady, Daggers and Jason Scotland, but then as the games progressed, you know, we always knew that we needed maybe one, maybe two in, but we're going to let Marcus settle in, see what the adaptation's like. You know, it's going to have to be, it might be a few weeks before we get the adaptation between the football he's been playing and then Championship football. We know how strenuous it is, we know the intensity of it, and that's something that we're going to have to look at.
In terms of Matty Fryett, he's a player that the fans want us to ask about. Apparently he's been linked with Barnsley this week. Is that somebody that you've had a negotiation about?
You know, we sort of try and do business in a different way than sort of the old regime. And I think that, you know, certainly Ben Morris and our owner wants us to do it, you know, in a more professional way. We've had talks with some high-profile strikers and we've been in negotiations. And, you know, I'm getting the backing that, you know, the fans deserve and that I want to get. So there's certain players that we've been looking at over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, I'm no doubt... The rumours are out there who we're looking at, but you know, we just have to bring in quality in all the time.
Do you think this is a big week in terms of now the transfer window is going to come to a close very soon, isn't it?
Yeah, I do. I do. I feel as though, and you've seen it at the Premiership, I think that people are really setting on the squads. I don't think people can carry maybe 6-7 strikers in the Premiership, so they'll be looking to offload. I just, you know, I've said it all along, I think because of the duration of the window opening into the Premiership start, it's had a knock-on effect, certainly in the Championship, but we'll see movement. Premiership managers want to get, you know, strikers out there and they want to get them playing in the Championship. Like I said, it's a great league. It's a great breeding ground to get them up and running. And, you know that if you can get a striker out there and he scores goals, you're going to put money on him. So I think there'll be plenty of movement over the next 2 weeks, yeah.